Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's it in closing. We have Harry Blaser and I have recorded a special interview called Bitcoin the Op. I strongly recommend we'll try and get it up next week. I absolutely believe that Bitcoin is the most sophisticated financial op I've seen. Unfortunately, we see the White House using the Equifax incident as an excuse to say, oh, Social Security could be put on the blockchain. Well, if you have cryptocurrencies on the blockchain and you have Social Security on the blockchain, you're looking at the mark of the beast, and that's not good. October 12th, we have the third quarter wrap-up news, trends, and stories, part one with Dr. Joseph Farrell. We had a fantastic conversation. I got in the car. I drove all the way to Joseph's house, and we did both part one and part two. It was a very juicy conversation. There's so much explosive news going on. We just stepped back and said, look, we're going to talk about what's really important. And so part one, which is geopolitics and economy and financial markets, will be next week. And then the following week, October 19th, we'll do culture, science and technology, inspiration, unanswered questions, and go local. So very great, juicy conversation, as always, with Joseph. And his new book is out. I'll put up a review of it next week. So lots of great content. We have great interviews from, I did an interview with Strongtown's Chuck Marone. That is going to go up next week, and a great interview with Forum Borealis over in Norway, and that is up on the website as well. So lots of great stuff, lots of content for you. And so until next week, please remember, don't worry about whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, then you need to start one. Ladies and gentlemen, good night and good luck.